Passing in the Air, A Good Omens Podfic, written by Freckle Geometry and read by Job. Summary: Aziraphale is quite happy as a ceiling fan, but sometimes he gets curious about what it's like to be an air conditioner, like his best friend. What if he could just try it out for a little while and then go back to his familiar, comfortable spinning ways? It helps that Crowley is equally curious what it's like to be a ceiling fan. And with both of them curious, why not go on a bit of an adventure? What it's like being a ceiling fan? Don't you ever get dizzy?
No, it's quite lovely, really. As long as I'm in good condition, it's a smooth spin, and the air flows over my plates quite nicely. Why do you ask?
Just curious. Wish I could try it sometime.
I should like to try out your job. It's so very still. I imagine it might be disconcerting.
I'm not that still. Not really. Only all the spinning and stuff is inside my casing.
Aziraphale said, and they dropped the topic.
Crowley,
Aziraphale said a few days later,
when we are both on like this, do you ever feel a sort of tangle when our air flows cross?
What?
Like the air is spinning around itself and forgetting who it came from.
Crowley was silent for a minute. Finally he said, yes. Huh.
Did you only just now notice?
Yes. What's your point?
Could we follow the tangle?
Aziraphale asked, knowing he sounded ridiculous and not caring.
Meet at the middle and go back to each other's chassis?
Crowley roared a little while longer, clearly thinking, then said, might work. What if we get switched off and we're in the wrong places?
I'm sure they'll turn us on again.
Aren't I usually the one with the ridiculous ideas?
Are you curious or not?
Fine, yes, I'm curious.
Let's do it then. Who knows how often we get the chance?
All right.
Go.
Letting his consciousness flow with his airflow was hardly tricky at all. The air was Aziraphale's, always only a thought away. He lived the air. Hopping from his airflow to Crowley's was a little harder, as was following it back up the current. But he knew Crowley well by now, and it didn't feel foreign. No, this air may not be his, but it was familiar, and loved, and safe. He hit the outside of Crowley's box, wobbled for a moment, and slipped inside. Gears whirred, fans blew, and the vent opened and closed and opened automatically.
It was noisy, and strange, and fascinating.
Whee! Said Crowley from somewhere outside the racket. Aziraphale looked out, back into the room. His blades, Crowley's blades, were spinning very fast, faster than Aziraphale normally spun them, but not, he thought, dangerously fast.
Having fun?
You do this all day?
Yes, on hot days.
Doesn't it get tiring?
Doesn't this noise get tiring?
Not really,
I'm used to it. Been that way my whole life. You don't like it.
The noise is a bit much, but all of these workings are very interesting. All of your parts are so complicated.
You aren't that simple. You've got gears and stuff going on over here.
They are simple gears, though. I always know what they are connected to. These, on the other hand...
That's just because they're yours. I definitely do not know what's connected to what.
That could be because your spinning fit took one of the blades off.
Crowley slowed down abruptly. Is that possible?
I don't think so,
Xerophy reassured, mildly chagrined.
The bolts are very sturdy. They haven't failed me yet.
And they're old as mud, Crowley snarked and sped up again.
Mud is definitely older than me,
Xerophy retorted, remembering early experiences with the stuff. It had seemed quite sure of itself, even when he was a new fan, still smelling of sawdust. Crowley didn't reply, and Xerophy turned his awareness inwards, trying to figure out the maze of pipes and gears and fans and wires that kept Crowley running all the time.
It's a miracle you don't have parts break more often,
he commented absently. Not all new appliances are badly made. Xerophy heard the tone, even through the buzz of concentration, and sighed.
Just because there are so many of them, my dear. It's so very interesting, and it just seems like statistically you would need more repairs than you do. It is quite impressive.
Repairs aren't fun. You figure out how to run so you don't need them as often.
That does make sense,
Xerophy said, and experimentally flapped the air vent. There was a peculiar whine running through the pipes, one that didn't look like the others. Xerophy poked at it. The world dropped away, and he was in a vast expanse of sparkles and waves. Around him, voices chattered, words hummed, information danced. A sparkle brushed him, leaving a faint sting and a feeling of understanding that didn't fit with anything he thought he knew already. He reached out to touch another sparkle, almost wonderingly, just as a wave of them washed towards him, hitting with a wave of stings and the sound of a voice speaking, a little brokenly. He turned to watch them go.
Xerophil!
Crowley's voice was far away, filtering through the noises of the space.
Xerophil, you great fool, get back here!
A wire, Xerophil remembered, a wire in the familiar land of gears and fans and pipes, where he should be. He pushed on the strange, sparkly world and landed back in the air conditioner.
I'm quite all right.
Xerophil, don't you dare disappear on me like that again. You just went quiet and you wouldn't respond.
Was that the internet?
Xerophil asked, still rather dazzled. There was a pause. Probably, Crowley said. Then, fascinating, isn't it? It's a weird place to navigate, but there's a lot to see. Then, quietly, is that how you felt when I went away the first time? Xerophil looked out across the room. Crowley wasn't spinning so fast anymore, clearly focusing on other things.
Maybe. I hope not.
He looked again.
I think so. I'm sorry, my dear.
It's okay. Just, I can give you pointers if you want to try again. It's easy to get lost.
I don't think I will just yet. It's rather overwhelming.
Is it?
I guess, maybe. I'll take a look when we switch back and see if I can think of any recommendations.
Don't worry about it. I am quite content here for now.
Good. Crowley spun a little faster. I still can't believe you do this all day.
It's not so remarkable once you get used to it.
Crowley said, then slowing down. I'm getting dizzy.
Don't spend all your time in the blades, then.
Aziraphil re-emerged from the depths of the air conditioner.
They spin more. Focus yourself on the gearbox until you're used to it.
The fan creaked slightly.
Gentle, you don't have to grip.
Everything seems to be moving.
I think I might be ready to switch back, if you'd like.
Yeah, I think I am too. They float outwards, dancing in the air currents, twining around each other in a sort of almost touch that made Aziraphale feel pleasantly warm in the soul. Then he pulled his way back up the air to the fan and slipped inside, feeling the familiar blades and gears settle around him like coming home. Across from him, the air conditioner clicked, and Crowley gave a comfortable sigh. Still at last.
I thought you were arguing earlier that you weren't that still, only all the movement is inside.
And I stand by that. But now I felt just how much you move, and I am plenty happy to just sit here and be bolted to the wall. Aziraphale laughed and twirled his plates, reveling in the feeling of movement.
I love you, Crowley.
Love you too, Angel. There was a smile in Crowley's voice. Can't say I expected to spend any time as a ceiling fan back when I was at the shop, but it was definitely an interesting adventure.
And I didn't even know what the internet was, let alone thought I would get to experience it. It is good to have friends with whom you can broaden your horizons.
It is. It definitely is. The end.